Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella and Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the good, the bad, and the cheap property. And we're going to leave the bad out. Sounds like a Western. Great show today, Jill. Let's take a question before we get all into it, posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Matt asks, I have a free property that I'm flipping for cash, and the buyer wants to put $1,500 down now and pay the remaining $3,000 in 2 months. His down payment would cover my cost of the acquisition. However, I don't like the risk of waiting on it if he makes the rest of the payments. Has anyone had any experience with this? Is it wrong to make that down payment non-refundable to reduce my risk and wasting time? He has agreed that he can't take possession until paid in full. Thanks. Jack?
Yeah, I mean, this taps into a larger concept that took me a while to get over when I started, but I love it and live by it every day. Have an acquisition criteria, have a sales criteria, and don't veer from it too far because it starts causing a lot of work and time for everybody in your organization and you included. So it sounds to me like this is out of this person, Matt's comfort zone here, or he's got a lot of questions about it. You know, if this happened to us, I would just say no. I mean, I wouldn't even talk about it and that would be the end of it. I would say, here's the terms of the property, and if you can't afford it or don't want to do it, you know, then that's just the way it is. See, traditionally, all the stuff that we've learned about real estate all throughout our lives is, a lot of it, I think, is antiquated based on the internet. What you want to do is just put a machine in place and just let the machine work, you know, do the work for you. And when you have to start reviewing every deal and talking to every seller and really doing it the old school way, like where you're making a deal, then the magic of the internet and how fast you can get these deals done and processed and the whole thing, it loses its value. So I don't know what Matt asked for the property, but you know, if he wants $1,500 down and $500 a month, and this guy only wants to do it at the end of 2 months, I wouldn't even take the call personally. But I think, Jill, you probably have a different answer.
Well, you know what? I was actually doing the math while you're talking. So I see the cash part. And the $1,500 is going to cover it. So, well, here's the couple things I picked up on. So Matt's more than doubling his money on this, by the way, because he paid $1,500 or less, and he's selling it for $4,500.
Yeah, he's tripling his money.
I know, exactly. So I thought that was really kind of cool. So you know what? And Jack, I love it, and I agree with you. And here's my thoughts. You have a criteria. It's cash. And if the guy won't have it in 2 months, okay. But what I would do then, Matt, if you're not comfortable with this, and I get it, I would say call me in 2 months. If it's still available, you've got your $4,500, it's a deal, it's still here. But you know what? Then, Matt, it's still on the market, and you might have a guy come along in 1 week with the full $4,500, and all you could say to the other guy is, sorry, that's just how it goes.
Yeah, we're at a point now. I mean, Land Academy and Landstay is our real land company, where if they don't click on it on the internet, or if we don't sell it wholesale bulk just in one, which is what we usually do. Or if there's any kind of talking like this, I don't do it because that's not what we do here. I mean, if I want to do talking and go back and forth and talk to people for a couple of weeks on a deal, I'll buy an apartment building, you know, and make a ton of money or flip some kind of something. But, you know, I just don't think, and I think that if you reasonably explain that to a seller in a very nice way and say this is, and then follow it up with, and that's why it's so inexpensive, because we keep our costs down like this. They get it.
You know what? And here's my thing, too, because I've had this. You know, Matt, if this guy really is that excited and fired up about it, and you tell him, look, I'm sorry, I can't do that. You know, it's $4,500. You know, you might even say, I'll take four. You know, whatever you want to, you know, you'll do, say, but that's
but now
it.
Now you're negotiating the deal, Joe.
Well,
you know?
Okay, well, it's $4,500 is cash. That's the way it is, period. That's all I'm doing, and I won't waver. So the guy has one choice, or he has two. He's either going to pay it now or cross his fingers. And you know what? He might come up with the money.
Yeah.
And here's the, if he's really that fired up about it, man, he might find a way. You know, I've seen people do things, come up with stuff, and find a way if they're that excited about it. You know, and there, that's it.
So think about this for a second. I'm really glad that this guy asked this question. It's not so much, I'm not so much answering this question anymore, but let's say that you have an 8-hour day and you have a ton of property to sell. Like you have 100 properties in inventory and they're all posted on the internet. And if buyers wanted to, they'd click on it and just buy it and it's over and they'd get processed by the back end function that you set up. So it takes an average of a half hour a day in an 8-hour day to sell some property. You could only sell 16 properties in a day. That's without even taking a bathroom break or a lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the very definition of non-scalability, by the way. This is what I always say, like in our live talks and what we do at colleges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to always make sure you're in a scalable business.
Mm-hmm.
Like coffee shops, not scalable. You sell a cup of coffee, And then you make some profit margin. You sell another cup of coffee. So the best thing that can happen is they're lined up out the door, and it's still not scalable. It's repeatable. You can open another location. Matt's now running into this problem if he's talking to people and negotiating deals. You only can do so much in a day.
Mm-hmm.
But if he does nothing, does not answer the phone after this is all posted, and spends only time on acquisitions, which is worth it because that's what we teach. But no time on sales, just let the people click through and buy it and get the deeds in the mail. That's scalable. He could sell 5,000 properties in a day if it's all posted without.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm priced
this
right.
Whole notion of negotiating deals and spending time with buyers who are buying. I'm not saying with acquisitions, you have to do it and should do it because they're so important. They're your lifeline. But with sales, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we set up Land Academy that way, Jill.
Yep.
We could get 2,000 members additionally tomorrow.
Yep.
And there was no extra work.
Exactly.
You know, in fact, it would make us better. But, you know, you don't want to get into something that's not scalable. And it's so hard, especially for new young people. It's so hard to walk away from a sale like this because it's, you know, it's $4,500 bucks. $3,000 profit. So if you're brand new, it's different and you're learning.
Yeah.
It sounds like Matt is, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But keep it in the back of your mind. That's all. Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, the good, the bad, the cheap property. Leave the bad out. Jill and I deal with this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We have acquisition meetings, not meetings, but like review meetings inside the database. And it's so tempting. Sometimes it's free. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people say, here's a bunch of free properties.
Yeah,
it's going to be done. And it's awful property. So you want to leave the bad property out and only buy the good stuff. In some weeks, you're going to say, oh, it's over. My acquisition pipeline's gone. And then the next week, it just rains properties.
Exactly.
So just because it's super cheap in this poorly titled episode by me, don't buy bad property. What's bad property, Jill? What's bad property in our world? Have you been accused of anything lately?
No, because we don't buy bad property. No.
Not by buyers, but like, just like, you know, people.
Oh.
Like podcast people and stuff.
Have I been accused of anything?
Have you been accused of only buying property with no access?
No. Oh my gosh. Oh, don't even go there. I know you're like that one show that we did that time that I was like, went off.
Exactly.
I went off on what's his face, who's a really a big deal. And he just tripped my radar.
Oh, so then you
buy it. It was almost like, I don't care who you are, Mr. Clinton, but you know, like.
So gave him the what for.
I did. It was like, you may be big in your world, but you don't, this is not cool. So, and you, yeah, we don't do that. That's so funny. No, but yeah.
There's no tricks here.
No, none.
We just buy property, houses too, from people who just don't want anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to list it. They don't want to go through all that stuff. They just want to check.
And if it's bad, we don't buy it. There might be some stuff, yeah, I don't want it. There's plenty of things that we pass on. I guess that's the thing that people don't understand too, that for a couple of reasons. One, it's stuff we don't want. Or two, it doesn't meet our criteria at that time. And that ties into what you just said.
Here's a good story.
Yeah.
It's a real acquisition story that happened about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe more than that. I was, a guy called me and he said, off of a letter, his mother died recently. She had a ton of property in Imperial County and it was all cut up perfectly already. There were like 80 acre properties and 5 acre properties. And he said, you know, it's got some back taxes on it. And I just want to get rid of it. I really just want to be done with this. Seriously. And he called me a lot and I kept telling him no. And here's why. There is absolutely no access. All right. And I'm in the business of finding access when there might not be some access. And I could not get anywhere near that property. No access. And, you know, we have a clientele, a separate section of our sales database where people are requesting no access property. They want to be not found ever.
Mm-hmm.
I still couldn't. This property was not. It just tripped my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I don't care how cheap it was. If he was negotiating with himself, he would say, all right, I'll take $20,000 for all of it. And I would say, no,
it's so
click.
Funny.
And he would call back and say, all right, how about $15,000? I call that negotiating with myself. By the way, you never want to buy anything this way. I don't care if it's a car or what. The way to properly negotiate is, I'll give you $20,000. And then the other guy says, make it $22,000. And then you meet in the middle at $21,000. But what you never want to do is say, I'll give you $20,000, and the seller says no. And then you say, all right, I'll give you $22,000, no. Mm-mm. $24,000, no. You just never know what's going to end.
Mm-mm.
You always have to meet in the middle. I see some new people do. I do that once in a while. When I want something really bad, I'll start negotiating with myself, and it's mm-hmm. awful.
You know, and that's good. That's really good advice, because I have sometimes that people will say, oh, just make me an offer. Uh-uh. I'm not going to go there.
It's on the offer. It's in the letter.
No. Well, maybe it's a five-year-old letter.
Oh,
you know, or something, or it's an additional property or something else.
Oh,
there's
right,
times
right,
there's,
right.
There's properties that we don't have an offer on the table, and they're reaching. Sometimes they just find our website, you know, and there's, because there's a place on our buying website, and they'll put stuff in there, you know, and they just want you to come up with a number when they darn well know there's a number in their head that they would settle for. You can't win with that one
right.
either. I don't play that game.
Because
when you figure out a number, you let me know.
Sometimes they don't even know. They're just trying to see what, you know, they want an appraisal.
Oh, yeah. That drives me crazy, too.
Me
that
too.
Gets all the time. That's so funny. It's funny when that happens.
We have a friend. I'm going to tell a story. I've known her for, her kids are the same age. I've known her for years and years and years. And they do. They buy a house that needs to be renovated, and they very slowly renovate it while they're living there. And then when it's just about done, they put it up for sale. And they put the house up for sale for, I don't know, $400,000 more than it could ever get appraised for at the time. And so it's up. It's for sale for 2, 3, and 4 years. And they eventually get their price. But, and that's just, that just strikes me as silly.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a cash buyer eventually who just comes in and buys it, and there's no appraisal and any of that. So that's the only way they can get away with that. And that's not a deal maker. That's just a, you know, I guess, I don't know. Some people are
it's
thinking.
A weird model.
Yeah. Some people think we're crazy by offering these below value offers on the front mm-hmm. end. So I don't know.
I was explaining that to somebody just recently too. They were asking me some questions and they're like, well, wait a minute. Why don't you do that? And I'm like, well, that's not my thing. I'm happy to double my money and get out. And I really, really hope that the person that buys it from me really makes a lot of money, because then they love me. They keep coming back. Everybody wins. That's it. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I know how to buy it right. That's not their thing. They still got it at a good price, and they're going to make more money.
I've trained our tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of our database of buyers over the 15 years. I've trained them to look forward to getting our email, because they get sticker shock, like the really good kind.
Mm-hmm.
When they open it, like, wow, what's this guy going to, you know, price this? Where's he going to price this 40 at today? You know, last time it was $8,000 for probably a $25,000 property. So that's why we have such a huge buyer base, because, and we don't work at it that hard, just because that's our model.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Overpriced property on the sell side. I mean, the world's full of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of properties in these MLSs all over the country. Just sitting there for years, like this our friend that we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather just move it and get on to the next deal.
The good, the bad, and the cheap.
This is the technical two. 2 minutes of property investment advice from over 15-year 15,000 transaction experience. Don't buy property that has absolutely no access. I mean, there's not a road in sight for miles and miles and miles. Not a two-track, not a little path. There's just nothing's been there for 25 years, except possibly vermin. Trust me, not even if they give it away. It's just going to cause you a lot of customer service problems and things like that. And if you do end up with some property like that, and invariably you will end up with property like that if you buy portfolios, give it away yourself or fully disclose that you just don't think there's any access to this property at all based on what you've seen. Because you don't want to get in trouble. There's probably 99 bajillion positive things about this business, but you don't want to get in the business and be known for selling property without access. Again, speaking from experience, and I'll skip that. I'll skip that anecdote. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, 800-725-8816. Jill, do you have some inspiration for us?
Trust your gut. And if it doesn't feel right, check their track record. You're probably right. I see this often in all kinds of environments. You know, there's something that I'm, you know, and here's why. I'm watching Facebook and I'm seeing all this stuff. And there's so many people that are promising all kinds of things like, you can be a millionaire tomorrow and you can be this and you can have that. And, you know, they show big boats and fancy cars and all this stuff. And I'm like, what credibility do they have? You know, that's where, I don't know if everybody goes there, but that's where I immediately go.
Right.
I'm like, okay, what are you promoting? What is this? And still, often, I still can't figure out. Sometimes when I start digging too, and I'm like, I still don't know what it is. I'm really good. Then I'm like, all right, I'm doing my research. I'm trying to check for a track record. And then what I find out is I'm often like, this isn't for me. I don't know what this is. So I guess it's just, I'm going to remind everybody that, do your homework on people and situations and investments and all those things before you get into them, and trust your gut.
Good advice, as always.
Thank you, Jack.
Women have the women intuition. it's awesome.
We were talking about that the other night when we were out to dinner with some friends.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good show, Jill.
Mm-hmm.
Never buy property that's just got no access.
Right.
It sucks. It's such a hard thing. Especially when you're new. I even now I look at them like, man, we could get all this property for next to nothing. Then it just causes problems down the road.
Mm-hmm. You know, it kind of reminds me of our Too Good to Be True show that we did the show before this one, where people think, oh, well, if you bought it that cheap, there must be something wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they think, you know, it is, you think it's too good to be true, but it is true. There's right. Some great property out there that people don't want, and you can get it for a good price. And like you said, Jack, you know, there's the good and there's the bad. And sometimes the good and the cheap still go together.
Good and cheap's awesome.
Mm-hmm. There is good and cheap, and there's bad and cheap.
Yeah, and there's
make
bad
sure
and,
you're doing both.
And bad and free.
Yes, bad and free. Oh, isn't that interesting? Shoot, there's a few that I have a list for our people. That when people call in, you know, we have some old stuff out
right.
there that people call in and they want to still offer us from 6 years ago, whatever it is. And I feel bad, but I mean, there's property that we won't take no matter what. I mean,
right.
Even though you want to give it to me, it's not even worth my time to pay the recording fees and take my staff off what they're doing.
You don't want to buy a piece of property that when you sell it, they go out there and they're just real disappointed.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to be in that business.
That's true.
That's what you don't want.
That's a good way to look at it. I love it. Yeah, if you think that's a great thing, Jack, as long as you have that in your head, you want people to drive out there when they finally get to go see it and go, wow, and they stand on it and they say, I own this. That's
yeah,
what you want.
Exactly.
Not like, what did they sell me? You know, what yeah. the heck? No, you don't want that. Good tip. Thanks, Jack.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.